So the question, why science, leads back to the moral problem, why is there any morality at all, if life, nature, and history are not moral? Yet you will have understood by now what I'm driving at, namely, that it always remains a metaphysical faith upon which our faith in science rests, that even we modern scholars, we godless ones and anti-metaphysicians, still kindle our fire too from the flame which a faith thousands of years old has kindled. That Christian faith, which was also Plato's faith, that God is truth, that truth is divine. Gay Science, Book 5, Section 344. A related argument, only apparently contradicting the above, explains the demise of Christianity. Christianity comes to an end destroyed by its own morality, which cannot be replaced. A morality which in the end is forced to deny even the existence of its own God. The sense of truthfulness, so highly developed by Christianity, becomes sickened by the falsehoods and mendacity of all Christian interpretations of the world and of history. It rebounds from God is truth to the fanatical faith, all is false. Will to Power, Book 1, Introduction. One of Nietzsche's more sober prescriptions for superhumanity, and in many ways one of his more revealing. What makes heroic? To confront simultaneously one's greatest sorrow and one's greatest hope. What do you believe in? I believe that the weight of all things must be determined anew. What does your conscience tell you? You must become who you are. Where is your greatest danger? In pity. What do you love in others? My hopes. What do you call bad? He who always desires to make one ashamed. What is for you the most humane thing? To spare someone shame. What is the seal of freedom attained? No longer to be ashamed of oneself. Gay Science, 268-275. Thinking Dangerously. In all writing I love only what is written with blood. Write with blood, and you discover that blood is spirit. I want gremlins around me, for I am courageous. Courage frightens away spectres and creates gremlins for itself. Courage wants to laugh. I no longer feel as you do. This cloud which I see beneath me, this darkness and heaviness which I laugh at, precisely this is your thundercloud. You look up when you desire to be exalted. I look down because I am exalted. Who among you can simultaneously laugh and be exalted? He who climbs upon the highest mountains laughs at all tragedies, real or imaginary. Courageous, unperturbed, mocking, violent, this is what wisdom wants to be. Wisdom is a woman, and loves only a warrior. Thus spake Zarathustra I, of reading and writing. Man is evil. All the wisest men have told me that to comfort me. Oh, if only this were true today! For evil is man's strength. Man must grow better and more evil. This is what I teach. The greatest evil is necessary for the Superman's greatest achievement.